The question of the perseverance of the saints is usually a hot topic. Some believe that once a child of God, always a child of God. Others, that salvation is conditional, and that man can be lost eternally the same way he was saved, that is, one through obedience, the other through disobedience. It would be, and has been described as, a very comforting doctrine to be eternally saved regardless of what one does after their obedience to the gospel. But the question is it so? Man can debate the issue all day using man's wisdom. However, we're going to look at what the Word of God has to say on the issue of the impossibility of apostasy with the simple evidence that it is written. There are probably few that would question the conversion of the Apostle Paul. With his conversion being a given, let's look at what he said about his own salvation. The Apostle Paul said, "I do all things for the gospel's sake, that I may be a joint partaker thereof." 1 Corinthians 9:23. And in the same context, he said, "I therefore so run, as not uncertainly, so fight I, as not beating the air, but I buffet my body and bring it into bondage, lest by any means, after that I have preached to others, I myself should be rejected." Verse 26 and 27. If it were impossible for the Apostle Paul to be rejected, that is, impossibility of apostasy, his words are of no account. When the Apostle Paul wrote the young evangelist Timothy, he said, "But the Spirit saith expressly that in latter times some shall fall away from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, through the hypocrisy of men that speak lies, branded in their own conscience as with a hot iron." 1 Timothy 4 and verse 1. It's a simple principle that one cannot fall away from the faith if they were never in it. And it was the Spirit that so said. The Hebrew writer also confirms, "Take heed, brethren, lest happily there shall be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief in falling away from the living God. But exhort one another day by day, so long as it is called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we are become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our confidence firm unto the end." Hebrews 3, 12-14. Once again, we have a falling away from, and if we hold fast the beginning of our confidence firm unto the end. A person can't do either one unless they first have it. In addition, the Apostle Peter said, "For if after they have escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the last state is become worse with them than the first. For it were better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after knowing it, to turn back from the holy commandment delivered unto them. It has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog turning to his own vomit again, and the sow that had washed to wallow in the mire." 2 Peter 2:20 through 22. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Hebrew writer saying, "For as touching those who were once enlightened and tasted the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Spirit and tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come and then fell away, it is impossible to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame." Hebrews 6, 4-6.